So welcome back. We're going to use this time after that meditation. Everything that we're doing here in this intensive is using the power of the community. It's using the power of the group, the family, as we've been calling it, that we have. And all of the classes, the sanghas, the satsangs, the every time you buddy up with someone, every time you share something in a class or in a sangha, every time you send in some graduate program homework, every time you talk to anyone about anything non-duality wise, you are using the power of community. And that's what I wanted to really focus on this particular session. One of the most beneficial things about being part of the graduate program that we have here is the community, a group, an ever-growing group of like-minded beings that are heading in the same direction, that value what you value as well, and that want what you want, where you're not going to be judged for valuing peace and love and compassion, where you're not going to be criticized for taking some time inward to look at what really needs to be looked at in your own contemplation, in your own inquiry. A safe place, a haven where you're going to experience only unconditional love from others. Because really, if we're all honest, we're pretty good at that with other beings, aren't we? It's our own selves that we could use a little help with unconditionally loving. We are very well practiced at conditionally loving ourselves. And really, that's all the focus of this community is unconditional love, acceptance as you already are. Because that is how the self is. That is what the self, the consciousness, is the only thing, like in a meditation we were just experiencing, all it can do is be the self. It cannot try to change. It's only the mind that tries to accept or resist something, this push-pull, hold on to something pleasant and push against something unpleasant, is the egoic sense of self. So when we can begin to appreciate the gifts that we've been given, I kind of spoke about it in the first session, that to be on the path to awakening, to be a human being conscious of what there is to be conscious of and heading towards an ever unfolding expression of that truth, then there is something really powerful in that. And we have a huge extra help here, which I cannot state clearly enough, although I will try, of course, the benefits of being part of a community of unconditionally loving beings like this. So we are all lifted above. We can all have a breakthrough here today in this intensive, in any time that we meet, any class or anything, that is not possible for us to have on our own. And we're not part of this. It doesn't mean we necessarily have to be on Zoom together, but there is a group energy that builds and it becomes more and more cohesive over time. And the more people you reach out to buddy up with, the more that effect is going to be pronounced for you. So you can let go of things in a graduate program or any authentic spiritual community, the Sangha in general, of course. We have worldwide Sanghas and open sessions like that. But particularly the graduate program here, because we're applying these four lessons and we're all focused on that. There's something extraordinarily powerful about this. There is a group energy that lifts everyone, including me, to be able to break through, deepen, express, release what needs to be released, to see clearer, to have more insights. Something that we may have been struggling with for a very long time, some karmic pattern, something that keeps happening, maybe we're judging ourselves or something like that. And we've been trying to stop that for a very long time. If we just bring this to the group, this family, this loving family, the power of the group will dissolve it without you doing anything. Bringing it to the group does not mean you have to put your hand up in the satsang, although of course you can. Later, the final session, we'll have a satsang and say, I want to kind of expose this thing about myself. I want to say, this is what I want to have released, to let go. This is what I want to bring to the group. Can do that, of course. But just the desire inwardly, again, the power of the desire. Desire means to give birth to something. It is going to manifest. The desire is evidence it's already manifesting. So just the desire to share something, even if you can't bring yourself to put your camera on or speak in a group, even if you can't bring yourself yet to reach out to your first potential buddy. And for anyone that wants to do that, by the way, our wonderful ambassador for the graduate program, well, general overall, all-around awesome guy is Michael. You can reach out to Michael Goff and he'll help connect you with someone, so it's easier. You don't have to actually approach someone. You can just ask, please help me to do this. So I want to encourage you to consciously work with the power of a community. It is exponential. It is ever increasing, the benefits of being part of a group like this. So Laurel put that quote on there, and I know that we've lost what was in the chat box when we closed the meeting, but I have a record of the chat log that saves as part of the recording. So I will copy and paste that in the next break into the chat box. So at least we'll have some record of it. And wherever two or three gather in my name was the quote, I am there. And that really literally means wherever two or three people gather together to study non-duality, the power of the self is immediately, I can't click my fingers, never been able to do it, but somebody will have to do it for me. Just pretend I did. It's activated right there. Just because two of you or three had the intention to come together. It's that immediate and powerful. So sending somebody a WhatsApp message, could you get online with for 10 minutes? Even if you can't actually ever actually fit that into your schedule today, I'm really struggling with unworthiness. Can you just, you know, can you just be with me for 10 minutes? I feel desperately low. Can you help me? Even if you send something in and one of our wonderful readers reads it out in the homework session, the Q&A, and it's read out anonymously and I answer it not knowing who you are, you still get the benefit of that group. Even to want to tap into the group energy, you will. It's so immediate. So I really want to stress that the major part of this is recognizing you can work with this. We've all got things that we're struggling to shift on our own. Well, not so much for me anymore, but it was like that for me. And I really, really could have used the help of a group like this at the time. And this is why you are the product of my conscious imagining. This is where it came from. All of our conscious imagining, we've all wanted to feel at home, to feel loved, to feel complete. And don't we have this? Isn't this the new world literally manifesting right here? All over the planet. We're joining from all over the planet, the graduate program as a whole. So are you consciously using that? How can you, what steps can you take to actually consciously work with that? First of all, use the homework facility that we have. It's anonymous. You can also ask in the Q&A as well, if you don't mind putting your name to a question or, you know, a challenge that you're having. Even just if all you do is just write in using the contact form on the graduate program homepage, and all it says is, I really would like to shift this unworthiness. Did you know that when you hit send, it must be done, or submit, or whatever the button says? It's already done in that. But if we don't understand the power of the community, We'll keep trying to do things on our own. And it's trying to do things on our own that is actually fortifying this thought loop that we were talking about at the beginning, in the beginning session. So that's why I really wanted to spend some time to really look at what steps we can do. So first of all, use the Q&A session. I would love to wake up and check. We have like all the homework is put into a Google Documents folder, anonymously just labeled number 1, 2, 3. I would love to wake up and see like 50 in there or something, you know, or to, you know, even if you just want to put in there, I'd like everyone's help to imagine fresh, clean water available for all human beings. You can use it for that too. You can use it also to tell us all what you've broken through. Also, of course, what you're struggling with. But I just want you to be able to recognize the power that comes with the community, that you aren't here by accident, that you're here on purpose. Each one of us wants different things for the world. I'm particularly touched by homeless people, that the plight, and want to do something about that. Also for me, military veterans, because of various experiences in my life, what they have had to go through and have to deal with and all of that. Each one of us has our own thing that really touches. We'd like to see a difference. We'd like to see change moving forward. Whatever that is for you, is what it is for you. But the power, even if you don't tell anyone what that is, the power of the community, if you realize the awesome power of an unconditionally loving group like this, it is not to ever be underestimated. And that's why, you know, all of my conscious imagining was at first about building a community. And we're always trying to put more steps into place to make this community, this family, more accessible, more enjoyable, easier to navigate, the technical side of it, all of that. So use the Q&A. And even if you hear someone else reading out your question, like someone else has sent it in, and you go, wow, that's me too. Just taking a silent moment in that, when you hear that question, this is my question too, this must be honored too. When this person has read this out, maybe it needs an answer from me, maybe it doesn't, but just the sending it in, airing it there in the group is key. So the other thing is the Sanghas. I would absolutely welcome anyone that wants to volunteer as a Sangha host. I know it's very challenging to speak in front of a group. Believe me, I get that more than you can ever imagine. But a Sangha like this, like we've been having in the break, where it's just a group of like-minded beings, we're always looking for Sangha hosts. The more Sanghas we can have running, the better. And my dream for the graduate program, well, the whole Sangha, the teaching, the whole thing, is to have a Sangha running at all times. You know, like continuously. So 1 hour, when somebody logs on and hosts a Sangha for an hour and then logs off, next person joins and the other person, the previous host leaves the meeting. So there's a 24-hour, round-the-clock emergency spiritual first aid access available, but also this power of community, so that wherever anyone finds themselves drawn to the graduate program, there is some gathering in their time zone. That's my dream, and I would really appreciate it if you just take a moment to envision that. That when you look at the list of Sangha meetings, it's just constant, like around the clock. And that that help is free and available to everyone. So use the Q&A sessions, use the Sanghas. If you can't attend, if there isn't one in your time zone or one that works for you because, you know, you're working or something, consider starting your own. There's only a few guidelines. We try to get people paired up. So you two people host. There's always a host and a co-host. So that if you ever have to take a week off That's okay. You don't need to be a public speaker or anything. You just need to be willing to host that space. So we are always trying to add more sanghas. The next thing is the buddy system, which I have mentioned before already. But if you don't have a buddy right now, graduate program buddy, I would urge you to reach out. Again, if you can't reach out to someone, we've set it up now, hopefully, so that you can private message someone on here. Every time we do a graduate program class, the chat box is on, so you can private message someone on there. We turn it off for the open satsangs because it tends to be quite distracting for myself. In an open satsang, people are messaging all kinds of things. So consider using that. You can also contact Michael. Consider joining the WhatsApp group if it's your thing. You don't have to, of course, but there are so many ways to be a part of this community. If you are in a country where there are other graduate program members, which is starting to happen now, I'm so very excited. Consider hosting your own meetup for that country. You know, you could do that at a time that works. We have a Zoom account that you can use. You don't need to buy your own. Buddying up is perhaps the most important thing you will ever do. And if you got one buddy, get another one. If you've got two, get three. If you've got three, get four. If you've got five, get 10. You know, if you've got 20, and so on, because the spiritual benefit, merit, the karmic merit, as they used to call it, which I don't really like that term, that comes when you buddy up with one person is massive. When you buddy up with two, it's more than double that. When you get together in a small group like a sangha, it's just so powerful. And I don't need to tell you guys that attend the sanghas that because you've experienced it. But just consciously working with that. And you know, even if you don't want to host a sangha, set up your own study group. Say, hey, I'm going to be free 3 till 4 Central Time on Wednesday. Is anyone available to help me go through lesson three? Or this month's study that we did in live class. You know, you can put that on the WhatsApp group, the Facebook group. It's quite a community growing in a Facebook group too, if you like Facebook, or if you use it, if you tolerate it, like most of us seem to. So there are so many ways to consciously engage in this. And there's so much more to the graduate program than just the teachings. That's the least part of it, actually, really. And not to belittle my own role here, but the community is where the magic is at, really. And are you using that to the best advantage of yourself? And what I really want to leave this session with is for you to recognize the power of the community. Anything. When we was at college and school, I became fascinated with chemistry and went on to do it as my degree. I have no idea why, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. Spent 4 years studying it. And I was always fascinated with when we had this solution of acid, and we put one of the soft metals into it, and there was this kind of fizzing and whooshing around on the surface of this liquid, and then this metal just gone. This thing that was actually a metal, about as solid as reality gets, physical reality, just gone in a few seconds. And this community is like that. Anything that you drop into this vat, this bowl, this, I don't know what the word is, this unconditional love that we are here for each other has to immediately dissolve. Why? Because it is a lower frequency, anything we're bringing into it, and it's immediately raised up into the collective energy. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's something you've just consciously recognized you're struggling with now, whether you've been struggling with it for lifetimes or all of this lifetime. So bring your challenges to that energy and bring your desires to that energy too. What do you want? Obviously, for yourself, we want, you know, awakening, we want peace. What do we want for others? What are the things that you would like to see change in the world? Your unique perspective is yours for a reason. Maybe some people want to see massive change in climate change. Maybe some want to be kinder to animals. Maybe some would like to feed the world, make food available, clean water. Whatever it is that you feel moved to do. Maybe you want to start your own political party that's based on awakened perspectives, you know? Whatever it is that you want, you can bring it to this community. You can share it in a sangha. You can write in and you know, anonymously if you don't want to put your name to it. But do you realize that anything dropped into that unconditional love has to manifest? Has to manifest. And the more we work with that process consciously, that gets me so extraordinarily excited and passionate, really. And we're 100 strong at least already, more. And we've just launched the, literally a little while ago, the Dissolve Ego Courses home study option. So the graduate program is going to be growing even faster. We've had a whole range of subscriptions for people that can, that are financially challenged, so they can still access that. This is just going to get bigger. My vision is that within a couple of years, I'd like to see us 1,000 strong. And then at the end of a decade, 10,000 strong. Would you take a moment just to, all of us together, imagine that for me, with me? If you look at the number of participants on the right-hand side or wherever it is on your screen, can you imagine it being 10,000? I mean, I think there's like Zoom maxes out at some point, but we'll figure out a way to deal with that then. But can you just imagine for me our Facebook group, our WhatsApp group, just bursting at the seams with loving expression and community and a real, true community of awakened beings, which is what you already are, no matter what your mind says. Mine doesn't have the first clue what's going on, to be honest. I don't mean that in a judgmental way of mind. It's just a statement of fact. Mind doesn't know what's going on in reality. In actuality, doesn't know. So are you making the most of these options? And if not, what can you do today? One tiny step today. Could you reach out to Michael? Could you message someone here? Could you even just say, look, I'm really, really shy. I don't know if I can get on WhatsApp call with you, but could we just message backwards and forwards at first? Can we just type some messages? Can we email each other? Can we just check in once a week? How are you doing? Are you okay? Yep, I'm struggling. I've had a tough week. The things that make a real difference, because what it comes down to, the whole reason we're doing this awakening thing, whatever this thing is the human relationships that we'll build. The beautiful, first of all, the relationship with ourselves, and then the relationship with others who aren't other. To live your life consciously surrounded by beautiful beings is the greatest blessing of all. And I really am the luckiest person alive that I can think of. My cat has a liking for the lit candles. That's why I'm pausing. So, if we can do anything to, we as the team that put these meetings together, to help you consciously build the community, I am open to ideas, of course. But really, most of all, for this session, just to think about the things, the buddies, the sanghas, the live classes, the homework sessions, Facebook group, WhatsApp group. If you've got some other way for us all to get together as well, I'm all ears. and just making the most of that. If you just brought your one desire and your one challenge and dropped it into this unconditional love, just even by intention, you don't even have to do anything, just by intention, do you realize how powerful you are? And it may not have really, really hit you yet that if you want that thing, if you have that desire, and if you're struggling with that particular issue that you want to bring forward, so is everybody else in this group, and actually everybody else on this planet. So it is the best way to help yourself, to use the power of community. It's also the best way to help humanity, the planet, everything. You cannot benefit yourself spiritually without it benefiting everyone. It is impossible. That's why I'm saying we're part of this new civilization, true civilization that is emerging right now at this time. How exciting to be a part of that. To be a part of that consciously as well. Wow. So just as I'm all here, I'm here for all of you. I know you're all here for me and for each other. And let's do whatever we can to make that more and more obvious. You know, we're all going through whatever we're going through. And we have this beautiful community here to help us with that. So just to finish off, I just want to finish by saying thank you to all the Sangha hosts that take their time out of their busy lives to provide this space for us all to meet. I really, really do appreciate it. And the community would not be the same without you. So we will leave it there for now. I hope I have impressed upon you the importance of community. And as I said, if you have any suggestions how we could make that even better, then feel free to either send them to Michael, or you can send them to the Evolutionist Spirit email address. We'll put into actions the ones that we can. So thank you for that, Claire. Michael's details are in the chat box. Okay, so thank you. Namaste.